Less than 3 weeks after taking part in the Martinsville Christmas Parade, the event's Grand Marshal was declared dead in a Georgia hospital. But as we hear from Edie Gross with the Virginia Public Access Project, that's not the end of the story.
This story is by Bill Wyatt at the Martinsville Bulletin, and it's a follow-up to a piece that we shared a few weeks ago. You might recall that the city of Martinsville was determined to host its Christmas parade after 70 years of tradition. They just wanted to find a way to do it safely and socially distanced. And so they were able to do that, and this year's Grand Marshal of the parade was Barbara Guthrie Lay, who is a 1957 graduate of Martinsville High, who had been crowned Miss Virginia in 1958. After the parade, she returned home to her house near Atlanta. And unfortunately, she was diagnosed with COVID shortly after one of her neighbors became ill. And she was placed on in the hospital. And unbelievably, on Christmas Eve, hospital officials called her family to say that she had passed away. And then, apparently a short time later, they called back to say that Miss Lay had developed a faint pulse after they tried to stop resuscitating her. So she apparently for a day or two remained on a ventilator and was in an induced coma while hospital officials were waiting for her heart and lung function to improve. And 3 days after they declared that she was dead, apparently nurses entered her room to find her sitting up in bed, demanding to see her husband.
Edie, not only did she regain strength, she somehow also removed herself ahead of schedule from an induced coma.
They were going to keep her in a coma for one more day, but she decided that she'd had enough, apparently. So when the nurses came into her hospital room, she was sitting up, wide awake, wanting to know what the heck was going on and where was her husband.
According to Barbara Guthrie Lay's family, she intends to live to the age of 101, and they say she just might be able to do it. Edie, next we have a story about something that's been a problem for shopping malls for a while now, and it doesn't seem to be going away.
Right, so this is a story by Jane Harper, who is writing for the Virginian Pilot. And the Lynn Haven Mall in Virginia Beach has just announced that anyone under the age of 18 who wants to come to the mall on Friday and Saturday's evenings has to be accompanied by a chaperone. Either a parent or some other adult who's at least 21. This decision comes a couple of days after the mall had to close early due to multiple fights that broke out in the food court area, and then apparently those fights spilled outside. The fights were amongst teenagers, and I guess some of the kids took videos and posted them on social media, and in a few of these incidents, the teens have brought firearms to the mall. Lynn Haven is doing what some of the other area malls have already done. Apparently, Greenbrier Mall in Chesapeake requires that anyone under the age of 18 have a chaperone on Fridays and Saturdays after 6 o'clock. And the MacArthur Center Mall in nearby Norfolk has had a rule since 2009 where unaccompanied youths beginning at 5 p.m. every single day of the week have to be accompanied by an adult.
The mall will put security officers at the entrances during restricted hours to check IDs. Edie Gross is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.